A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents were unaware. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but could not find them. And they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he replied, "Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all of these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and we recently completed a synod of bishops in Rome on the family. There were three significant outcomes from that synod, which are dramatically going to change the church, and let me visit them with you. But before I do that, let me just say that it strikes me strange that a group of celibate old men come together to tell you what family life is about. Should not you be telling us what it's about? The first theme to emerge from the synod comes at the insistence of Pope Francis, and that is that everything in the church, mercy comes before judgment. Mercy before judgment. I was recently in conversation with a group of priests, and one of them was complaining about a couple who came to the parish to have their baby baptized. And he said, "They don't belong to my parish. I don't even think they go to church." And I said, "What did you do?" And he said, "I didn't baptize the baby." And I said, "You should be ashamed of yourself." And he said, "What would you do?" And I said, "I would baptize the baby and I wouldn't ask a single question. It is not my place to judge. It is my place to be welcoming. It is always mercy before judgment." Second theme to emerge from the synod is the primacy of my conscience, that my conscience has primacy over everything. But the key word here is an informed conscience. It is not adequate for me to simply say, "Well, I think this way, so I'm going to do this," or "This is how I feel, so I'm going to do that." No, my opinion is only as valid as the evidence which substantiates it. And so I need to have an informed conscience. And once I have that, it has primacy over everything. Blaise Supich is the Archbishop of Chicago. When he returned from the synod, he was interviewed on ABC TV, and he was asked about this primacy of conscience. And the interviewer said, "Does that apply to Catholics who are divorced and remarried outside the church and decide to come to communion?" And he said, "Of course it does, absolutely." They then asked him if it applied to people who live a lifestyle that would not be subsistent with what we teach. And he said, "Of course it would be. Conscience has primacy." And the third theme to emerge from the synod is a church of synodality. A church of synodality means that nothing happens in isolation. Over the last two papacies, power was coordinated and centralized in Rome. And we deal with these new translations of prayers, which are terrible, because they were given to Italians to translate, for whom English is a second language, when they should have been given to English-speaking bishops around the world. There was a classic case dealing with sex abuse in Pittsburgh. the bishop removed a priest who was obviously guilty, and the priest appealed to Rome, and Rome reinstated him. And so the next day, the bishop removed him again. He appealed to Rome, and Rome reinstated. That went on for 2 solid years. The local bishop should have that authority, and that is what a church of synodality is. Pope Francis recently gave the world's bishops enormously increased authority to deal with annulments. He wanted to give that authority to the local pastor, but the synod blocked that. But now the bishops have much more authority, and I'm happy to say that 2 weeks ago, the priests of the Diocese of Erie voted to do away with any fees connected with an annulment. So from now on, if anyone in this diocese seeks an annulment, there is no money that changes hands. And so we could think about mercy before judgment, the primacy of my conscience, and a church of synodality. The Spirit is alive and well, and things are changing. Amen.